Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer, now worth 2 points. Corva, can you give us the scores?
All right. We have Roxanne Roberts with 3 points. Kiri O'Connor also has 3 points. And Adam Felber is bringing up the rear with 2.
So I'm not winning is what we're saying here.
You're losing.
Ah.
All right, Adam, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. 4 U.S. presidents came to Atlanta to pay tribute to blank at her funeral.
Coretta Scott King.
Right. Military spending would increase and social programs would face cuts in blank's proposed budget.
President Bush.
Right. On Monday, the woman who received the first blank transplant made her first public appearance.
Face.
Right. Sportscaster Al Michaels is leaving ABC to work the new Sunday night NFL games on blank.
NBC.
Right. A British man's wife left him and he went bankrupt after he blanked.
Built the Starship Voyager in his apartment.
Exactly right. U2 was the big winner at the Blank Awards held Wednesday night.
Grammy.
Right. The Mattel toy company said that after 2 years of being apart, blank is interested in getting back together with Barbie.
Ken.
Right, of course. A Washington state judge overseeing a manslaughter case caused an uproar when she opened the sentencing hearing by blanking.
Cheering for the Seahawks.
Exactly right. In fact, she made everybody cheer for the Seahawks. Seahawks fan and judge Beverly G. Grant felt that the tension in her courtroom was, quote, very high. I mean, she was just going to sentence someone to prison for most of their natural life. It was no big deal. So she asked everyone to cheer, "Go Seahawks!" When their chant was not enthusiastic enough, she refused to hear statements until the chant was done with sufficient spirit.
Whew!
She has since issued an apology. Corva, how did Adam do?
Well, Adam got 8 right, 16 points for a total of 18 points. He's taken the lead.
Very good. We flipped a coin, and Kiri has elected to go last. So, Roxanne, you are up next. Fill in the blank. President Bush said that in 2002, the U.S. had thwarted a terrorist attack against a skyscraper in blank.
The West Coast. Think California.
Not close enough. Los Angeles.
Oh!
No, it has to be L.A. According to an extensive new study, a woman's risk of heart disease and cancer is not reduced by a blank.
Low-fat diet.
Right. Blank acknowledged that its French fries have more fat than previously reported.
McDonald's.
Yeah, but who cares? Scientists have discovered dozens of new species in a remote section of jungle in blank.
Indonesia.
Right. A Democratic strategist was quoted as saying that Hillary Clinton won't be elected president because people don't like the fact that she's got blanks.
Breasts?
No, big ankles. That's what he said. Actress Janet Jones, the wife of hockey legend blank, was implicated in a nationwide sports betting ring.
Wayne Gretzky.
Right. Al Lewis, most famous for playing grandpa on the TV show The Blanks, died last weekend.
The Munsters.
Right. A Florida drug dealer was arrested when he approached a marked police car with a uniformed sheriff's deputy inside and asked blank,
"Want to buy some drugs?"
Well, good enough. Although his words were, "Are you one of those cops who uses drugs now and then?" Sensing an opportunity, the deputy nodded and said, "You bet." The dealer, satisfied that his careful screening process had worked, displayed his wares and was promptly arrested.
Oh, man.
That is really classic.
That is an amazingly bad strategy. Are you one of those cops who likes to help people hide bodies?
Corva, how did Roxanne do?
Roxanne got 6 answers correct for a total of 12 points, bringing her grand total to 15 points. Unfortunately, not enough to overtake Adam, who is still in the lead.
So how many, then, does Kiri need to
8.
Win?
8.
8.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
All right.
All right, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. Stephen Harper was sworn in Monday as the new Prime Minister of blank.
Canada.
Right. Police are investigating the burning of 9 blanks in rural Alabama.
Churches.
Right. The founder of Now and the author of The Feminine Mystique, blank, died at age 85.
Betty Friedan.
Right. Anti-war activist blank ended speculation and said she would not run for the Senate from California.
Cindy Sheehan.
Right. A shopkeeper in the Gaza Strip made a lot of money when he correctly anticipated a demand for blanks.
Danish and Norwegian flags.
Right, to burn. Private investigator to the Stars, Anthony Pelicano, was charged Monday with illegally blanking various celebrities.
Stalking?
Not quite.
Investigating?
No, wiretapping.
Wired.
It's illegal when he does it. XM Satellite Radio made a $55 million deal with blank to launch a new radio channel.
Oprah Winfrey.
Right? An Akron, Ohio politician, city council member Gary Bennett, was busted for blanking.
Stealing from a little store. A tip jar.
Yes, it was he robbed a Dunkin' Donuts tip jar. Bennett says he just figured it was a give-a-penny, take-a-penny jar. And while police agreed with Mr. Bennett's contention that the jar was not clearly identified as being for tips, they said it also did not say Gary Bennett on it. So, so Korva, did Kiri do well enough to win?
No. She only got 7 right for 14 points, bringing her total to 17 points. Adam had 18, and he's our week's winner.
Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you.
Come from behind. Very well done.